we're just following the migrants now. They've been running and shouting because there's a pileup of the lorry. And so the guys are running to try and get on the trucks, and we're following them now. They've got a really short window to try and get on the trucks. There's a lot of shouting and calling and to try and get on the trucks before the police come and stop them. Oh, so that's... Hey, that's tear gas. Mate, is that tear gas, mate?
Yeah.
Where's Ro? So there's now tear gas. Is it tear gas that's being fired to stop the migrants getting on the lorries? So that's being fired all around them, which is quite strong, actually. It's a fairly determined effort by these guys. These fences are properly strong. And the barbed wire on top is open, so I'm guessing they're trying to find a way to cut through, and I'm guessing there's going to be more tear gas coming. The lorries are backed up from the port, so this is an opportunity for the guys to get on those lorries, or at least have some kind of activity or excitement in their life. And meanwhile, the French police are throwing tear gas over, firing tear gas. There is no option to tough out tear gas. I just tried and I failed miserably, so I think I'm tougher than I am, but actually it just really knocks you back. So for the French police, certainly their first line of defence at the moment appears to be tear gas. And for these guys, I would definitely say that within the camp there is an excitement when the trucks back up. You hear them all calling to each other, tacky, 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 and they run, run, run. And it's almost like an activity, really. It's something to break the tedium of life where nothing seems to happen. So we're just here in the back of a sort of lorry transit. We've just had to exit the jungle briefly because someone on team had their equipment nicked, their cameras, which have all been got back. And brilliantly, actually, the migrants, some of them are looking after our photographer, have got his equipment back for him, also brought him into their building, their space, to look after him, and got into a sort of protected, secure area until we could get back in the back of this transit, which is pitch black, actually. So we're going to leave this transit now. I'm not sure where we're getting out into, but our photographer does have his kit back. Someone's talking about the fact they've also managed to get his wallet back. So there is this kind of story of good versus evil in there, and somewhere in there there's a lot of really good people who are working on the side of people just trying to do their job. So it's almost like a microcosm of life, actually, where there's bad guys out there anywhere you go, and then there's good guys who also want to look after good eggs. Meanwhile, our photographer is shook up and didn't particularly enjoy that experience, and has done really well to keep his kit. So we will now get out the back of the van and see where we are.